Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
Yeah, welcome to the show. I'm Ray Gustafson. Glad you can join us here on Got Something to Say. And I am honored to have a studio full of people this evening from the Bloomingdale Court, which is part of the Blossom Time Festival. I have three students in here that I am really excited to have. And I have to say, this is an on the radio interview, but I appreciate the fact that you dressed up for me to be interviewed today. So we have from the Bloomingdale Court, Marcus Gonzalez. Make sure I say your names right. So Marcus, welcome.
Well, thank you.
We have Maddie Moss. Did I say that right, Maddie?
Yes, you did.
Okay. All right. And Brooke Harrison. Welcome, Brooke.
Thank you.
Yours is easy to remember, so just kidding. Tell me a little bit. I want to learn a little bit about each one of you first off, and then we'll talk a little bit more about Blossom Time in general and the volunteer and the eligibility requirements and volunteer opportunities and that sort of thing. And I'm going to start ladies first. So Marcus, you're going to go last. I'll start with Brooke. Brooke, tell me your grade and where you go to school, obviously.
Right now, I'm in 12th grade, and I go to Bloomingdale High School, but I also dual enroll at KVCC, so I spend half of my day there.
Half your day there as well. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite subject?
Lunch.
Lunch. I love it. I love it. So, do you have a favorite teacher?
My favorite teacher would probably have to be Miss Wanger. She is obsessed with birds, and she's probably the nicest lady at our school.
And what do you have her for as for a class?
I had her for science.
Okay. All right. Awesome. So how long have you been a part of Blossom Time? How many years or what age did you start and get involved with Blossom Time?
I started doing the Little Miss Bloomingdale pageants when I was probably 8. I was Miss Junior Teen and Miss Teen. And then last year I was Miss Bloomingdale second runner up. And my sister was also Miss Bloomingdale a couple years ago.
Awesome. So anybody else in your family that's been participated in Blossom Time over the years?
My little sister has also been Little Miss and had other titles before. And then my Aunt Candace was Miss Blossom Time second runner-up in 1980.
Okay, great. Thank you and welcome. Welcome. And I've got a few more questions for you coming up as well. Just a reminder, we're talking with the Bloomingdale Court, part of Blossom Time. The Miss and Mr. are set to compete for Blossom Time title, basically. And Blossom Time is coming up March 10th and 11th. That'll be at the Mendel Center. And we'll come back and go over all of that information again. Next up to the microphone, Maddie Moss. Hi, Maddie. How are you?
I'm good. How are
welcome.
You?
Welcome. Boy, you got a great smile.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. Tell me a little bit about you. What grade are you in? And
I am a junior at Bloomingdale High School.
A junior? Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you grow up around here then?
Yes, I've always attended Bloomingdale schools.
Okay. And how many years have you been involved?
I did one pageant when I was younger, probably about second grade, but I didn't get a title. And last year I ran for Miss Teen Bloomingdale and I got that title.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anybody else in your family or friends that involved in Blossom Time?
Yes. Your first?
Yeah. That's okay.
My great aunt was the first Miss Bloomingdale.
Really?
Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So what are you looking to do later on? Well, first, let's back up. What's your favorite subject in school?
My favorite subject would probably have to be AP Language Arts.
Okay, because
I really enjoy the teacher and I love to read and write.
Awesome. So is that your favorite teacher?
Yes.
And that would be?
Miss Cole Banner.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what are you looking to do? Brooke, I didn't really get a chance to ask you. I'll come back to you on this too. But Maddie, what are you looking to do? I know you're only in 11th grade, but after you graduate, looking to go on to college? Have you put any thought to that yet?
Yes. I'd really love to attend UCLA for their psychology program.
That's very cool. Big dreams. Brooke, I need to come back to you. What beyond, since you're a senior, college plans, what are you looking to do? What are you looking to take up?
I am probably going to finish at KVCC, and then I'm not sure what university I'd like to switch to, but I would like to get my degree in either nonprofit management or public communication so that I can open up my own animal rescue.
Your own animal rescue? Tell me about that. Why is that a passion for you?
I have horses and a dog and a cat, and ever since I was like 7 years old, that's just what I've always known what I wanted to do.
That's great. That's great. All right, Marcus. Your turn. Marcus Gonzalez, tell me a little bit about Marcus. What makes him tick?
Well,
I put you on the spot. What grade are you in, sir?
I'm in 11th grade.
Okay. And you lived here all your life?
Yep. I lived here all my life. Yep.
Okay. Is this your first year of or how many years have you been part of Blossom Time?
This would be my second year. In 2016, I won Mr. Teen Bloomingdale, and then I'm doing it this year now.
So what was it like to win? I mean, what was it a lot of work? You're obviously back again to try to do this again. So what kind of work goes into doing that?
Well,
making you blush here a little bit.
Well, it's pretty much you just have to do. Explain.
Yeah. Well, you know, let's get to some of the requirements to be part of the court, if that makes sense. So there are some eligibility requirements, Marcus, that one of them being, well, run down some of the eligibility requirements. How do you, you don't just wake up one morning and go, yeah, I think I'm going to run for Blossom Time. You know, I mean, there's if someone was, it's like, wow, I'd really like to get interested in that. What's the first steps that they have to take?
Well, you got to first off sign up, you know, and then eventually you have to start doing happy ads, selling tickets.
I'm going to stop you right there. Back up a little bit. How do you sign up? Is it you just go to the office at the school or what do you, how did you get signed up to start?
Well, there's usually a chairman. Mm-hmm. You can go up to the office and they might actually have signups for you.
Okay.
That's usually how you get signed up.
And then you mentioned, then what's the next step? You get signed up. You mentioned happy ads. What are happy ads?
Happy ads
ladies,
are...
Ladies, you can chime in too if you've got an answer. I'd like to hear from you as well.
Happy ads are where you go around and ask people to sponsor you and you put their businesses or people just write like good luck or any type of thing that they want to put in a box for you that says, you know, good luck or giving you good wishes or something, you know.
Sure, sure. Maddie, is that hard to do to try to get sponsors?
It can be, yes. Typically, I go to my family members and close friends because they're more willing to buy an ad.
Okay. Brooke, how about you?
I had a lot harder time this year than normal because I just did my senior project about a month or two ago.
Sure.
And I just raised about $800 from local businesses, so I felt kind of bad going and asking them for more money.
But you made it.
Yeah.
You got through it just fine. So one of the big requirements, though, is volunteering, if I stand corrected. Is that a fair?
Yes.
Fair statement? Okay. So tell me about some of the volunteer requirements. Brooke, start with you. What are some of the volunteer requirements that you have to do in order to be part of this?
Definitely when running in the pageant, a judge is going to look for someone who is very active in their community and does a lot of volunteer work. And then once you're on the court, if you're lucky enough to make it, we do a lot of things within the community, like we help at Easter egg hunts and other things like that. But this year, we're definitely looking to expand and do a lot more of community service.
Maddie, what have been some volunteer things that you've done?
Some things that I have done is I go to local cemeteries and I repaint the sheds and I clean off veterans' tombstones.
That's great. Marcus, what have been some volunteer activities you've been involved in, not only this year now as you're getting into it, but last year even?
Well, I've helped with a lot of sports activities. We have a doc that needs help carrying around equipment and stuff. I've went and helped him do some games and carry equipment around, and I've done other things with sports activities.
Okay. So, Marcus, another quick question for you. What have you, obviously you want to keep doing this, which is good, but what personally, what do you get out of it? How does it make you feel to be part of doing this?
Well, it helps with social skills. It also helps you, helps you help out the community more, helps
sure.
you get to know the community more and know other communities.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps you know other people. So
good. Maddie, how about you? How does it make you feel? What are you getting out of doing this?
I really enjoy being able to get out there and tell other people about our small community. Many people don't know about Bloomingdale. So when you go to things like Blueberry Festival in South Haven, there's people coming from all over, like in Illinois, and they don't know that there's another Bloomingdale out there.
Okay. And Brooke, how about you?
I just really love the opportunity to represent the community that I've called home for so many years. Again, Bloomingdale's kind of off the beaten path. We're not on any main road or interstate or anything. But my parents both grew up there, and I'm just really blessed to have the opportunity to represent it.
Now, as I understand it, you're looking for some additional volunteer opportunities, all three of you. Anything in particular? And if somebody maybe says, hey, I could use some volunteers to help out, what are you looking for? And if somebody wanted to contact you, what would be the best way about going about that?
We're really open to any kind of volunteer work. I personally love working with animals, so that would be a bonus for me. But really anything, if you need our help, just let us know. You can contact Bloomingdale Public Schools. So if you look them up on the internet, you'll be able to find their website and go ahead and call them that way.
Yep. So just go to the website. You can get the phone number there, the Bloomingdale Public Schools. So Marcus Gonzalez, Maddie Moss, Brooke Harrison, all part of the Bloomingdale Court, which is part of Blossom Time, again, coming up March 10th and 11th. We'll be updating you throughout the season, I guess, the pageant season as it goes on. Thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us. And please keep us up to date on how you're doing and if we can help in any way.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Got Something to Say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got Something to Say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.